Morena! Happy Monday! It's me. And am I glad that July's done. I am glad July's over. Now, July is normally one of my favourite months because it's my birthday month. But this July, nah, it was awful. It was awful. It was a shitty old month. And I'm glad that it is over. And now we're in August and I just couldn't be happier about that. And I had a lovely fucking weekend. I had such a nice weekend. And I got to go to Queenstown for work. Like, how lucky am I, right? Like, oh my God. And while I was down there, I got to go and visit my aunt and uncle in Wanaka, who I just adore, and it was heaven. And then I got to just have this beautiful space, some time and space in Queenstown all on my own. Oh, fuck, I love hanging out with me. You know, like me, I'm so good at hanging out with me. Like, I love that, you know, when you hang out with yourself, like I love, we're good. We eat the same things. We like to look at the same things. We like to go the same places. Oh, we've got so much to talk about. It's just never ending. So that was just delicious. And I had a really, really nice time. It was kind of my reset after a shitty old July. So into a very busy week, which is quite a great week. I'm just feeling very grateful at the moment. And I think that's because I've come out of a bit of a shitty time. And, you know, I think when you're in a shitty time, you can feel really sorry for yourself. That helps for a minute and you think, oh, poor me, this is shit. And then, but or you can go, oh my God, my life is so much better now, or what's great that I've got to look forward to. So I've kind of flipped into shit, I'm glad that's done. And now I feel really good. So I'm feeling happy about my life this week. I've got a new program I'm launching today, which is very exciting. It's called Reclaim Your Life. And I designed this program for people who are sick and fucking tired of not living their lives, you know? And I call them the lost women, you know? It's that, who have you, you know, when you just forget what lights you up? You've just forgotten. You've been so busy. And what happens to especially women is we get so busy taking responsibility for everyone, we forget to take responsibility for ourselves. And we stop eating the things we should. We stop saying the things we want to say. We stop going the places we want to go. We stop spending money on the things we want to spend money on. We stop just doing the things that really matter to us because we actually forget. Like, you literally just forget. You go, oh, yeah, I used to love that. Oh, yeah, I was supposed to do that. Oh, yeah. And we end up living someone else's life. Like, we end up living this weird life that we didn't really want, but somewhere along the line, we just were walking along and fell into a mold and came out in a weird shape and went, oh, I guess this is me. Well, it doesn't have to be, you know? And that's why I love my repotted retreats, because we get to redesign ourselves and redesign our lives. But this is more than redesigning. This is reclaiming, which is a real energetic process. Like, it's a big deal to go, right, my life is from today on going to be this. So this is a program I'm running in September. And it's really cool because you can pay how much you want, because I don't want it to be cost prohibitive. So it's online and it's live. So we'll be hanging out live online. It's going to be amazing. And I'm really excited about it. I've been doing some work on it while I was hanging out with myself in Queenstown. And I can't wait. So Michaela and I've got a big meeting tomorrow about it. And it's already on sale. So you can go onto my website and find it and click on however much you want to pay. And it's going to be glorious. And you might know someone that needs to reclaim their life. Maybe you want to do it with a friend, you know, like maybe a few of you want to do it. But I'm pretty excited about that. And I've got a couple of new mentoring people who I'm working with this week, which is so delightful. I just love it when someone hands over the handlebars of their life and says, do you want to steer a little bit? Do you want to help me? And I'm like, I'm kind of like a really kind of bossy best friend who calls you on your shit and is the best cheerleader you'll ever have and rides side by side with you. And if you get tired, I take over the driving. So it's just fun. You know, it's so much fun. So I've got two amazing chicks that I'm starting working with this week, and I cannot wait. Can't wait to do that. Tuesday is a very big day. God, I'm on a podcast. I've got lots of mentoring in the afternoon, and then I'm running a late program starting at 9 at night because it's an Australian time. So it's online. But it's going to be a late one from like 9 to 11, but I'm pretty excited about that. So that's for a woman in Perth who's running a program, and I'm a guest on her program, which is lovely. Then I'm flying to Auckland. I've got to go to Auckland and speak at an event on Wednesday, which is, oh, I do love a plane ride. I just never get sick of the plane ride. I love it. I get in the airport. I go and get a coffee. You know, I have a wee system in the airport, and then I have something I want to read or something I want to work on while I'm waiting, and then I get on the plane and I have something either I'm working on or I just go, do you know what? This is the perfect hour to just catch 50 minutes of sleeping. Fucking perfect. So, you know, sometimes, and I'm really good at sleeping on planes, man, I can just pop my bum in that seat and I'm asleep, and then I wake up and we've landed and I'm like, boom, amazing. So I love that. And then I'm coming back and I've got look, what have I got on, oh, Thursday? Oh, bloody hell. Well, Thursday I've got some medical appointments that I'm taking my parents to. And then in the afternoon I'm going line dancing. I'm so excited. Just started and I love it. So that's going to be fun. And I'm going with two glorious friends, and I can't wait. We're going to laugh and laugh and laugh. We'll need to have extra lining in our knickers because we will be wet in our pants. We'll be laughing so much. And then more mentoring on Friday. And then I've got a weekend at home, which is nice because I've been away quite a bit lately. The last two weekends I've been away. So I'm going to have a weekend of pottering and organising. And I'm going to Croatia. I'm a bit excited. In 8 weeks now, I'm going away. And my son is in the New Zealand Taekwondo team and he's competing and I'm going to go and watch and I'm so excited. But 8 weeks out, I started thinking about, I've been planning my wardrobe. Like planning, what am I going to wear? What am I going to pack? I love to pack, I love packing, but I always do three packs. So I do one pack, like at least a couple of months out, and then I can go, what else do I need? Maybe I don't have the right this for that or the right that for this, you know, whatever. But I like to do, and when I say pack, it's just a gathering of things to think, yeah, I think they might be the things I'll take. And then I go back to it in about another 2 weeks and then so I might need to get some stuff. Just quietly, probably not. I've got so many fucking clothes. I think I've got everything. So I don't think I'll need to get anything, but I have been thinking a lot about what am I going to wear on the plane because it's a very long plane ride, and then what's the weather and where I'm going and all of the stuff and what do I need, right? So I've been doing some packing. And then I'm addicted. One of my addictions is little zip pouches. I love a zip pouch. I'm into packing cells. I love a packing cell, but I also love a zip pouch. So a wee zip pouch. Now I've been making up zip pouches. So in my travel luggage, because I have a travel bag that's always like ready to go. Doesn't matter. Like if you said, Lisa, come here, come and stay for a week, I would just pick up this one bag and everything's in it, good to go. So it's a complete duplication of my life and it's fucking amazing. And when you travel as much as I do, the last thing you want to do is go, oh, I left my shampoo behind. It's so boring. So I have double ups of all my stuff. Anyway, it's just lovely. And I've been doing some reorganizing of my travel suitcase. And I have a morning pouch. Oh, that sounds kind of almost a bit grubby, doesn't it? A morning pouch. It's just a zip, a little zip, gorgeous fabric. I got it from Gorman, my morning pouch. And in my morning pouch are my supplements I take, right? So the things that I need in the morning. You know, what are the things I take in the morning? And I love that, like the stuff I need in the morning. Then I have, I didn't get enough sleep on the weekend. Then I have an evening pouch. I have a morning pouch and an evening pouch. And they're for my opening and closing ceremonies. So what are the things you take in the morning? So I take electrolytes and supplements. So all of these things happen in the mornings for me. And then in the evening, I have magnesium oil that goes on my legs. What else do I have? I have my magnesium tablets that I take before I go to bed. And I have a aromatherapy blend that I put on a wee muslin cloth and I pop it under my pillowcase so that I have lovely, dreamy, lavendery sleeps. It's beautiful. It's called Stressless by Absolute Essentials. And it's gorgeous. And so that's, and then I have a tech pouch, which has chargers and techie, you know, cords and shit. And then I have a medicine pouch, which is all my wellness. Now, most of my wellness is homeopathy, not going to lie, bit of a hippie. So all my wellness is mostly homeopathy, which means it can't travel with the aromatherapy or it goes rotten. So that's no good. But I do love organizing these pouches. So I've been thinking about, and then I have, when I go on planes, like for international travel, I have a plane pouch. When I do my tours to China, I give everyone a plane pouch when they get on the aeroplane. And it's got like little breath fresheners and a little baby wipes and tissues and peppermints and all the things that you would want in a little travel bag, a little bit of moisturizer, a little bit of cleanser, you know, all these little mini things. I love mini things. And mini things, having a little pouch with everything in it. So, you know, you can go to the loo and you've got a little toothbrush, little, and a little tissue and a little everything. Isn't that good? I even have travel earrings. I have soft beaded earrings. I call them sleep earrings. I had a friend, she said, what are those? I said, oh, these are my sleep earrings. She said, what are you talking about? I said, well, when you're on a plane, you have to be able to sleep in your earrings. She said, I wouldn't wear earrings on a plane. I said, oh my God, tut tut. What are you like? Of course you wear earrings on a plane. And so I have all these little things for traveling and I love it. And one of my favorite things to do is to reorganize them or to find new things. So for my new bag, I've just bought solid shampoo. So I'm a bit sick of the shampoo and the conditioner. And mostly, do you know why? Just going to be honest, I can't read the fucking labels. If I haven't got my glasses on, I can't read the label. I get into the shower and I condition my hair and then go, oh, that feels a bit slippery. And then I have to wash it and then condition it again. It's a pain in the ass. Anyway, I've found some solid shampoo bars and the conditioner and the shampoo are different shapes. So I'll be able to remember that. And I don't have to read it because it's just a block, little block, like a block of soap and you rub it on your head. So it's, and they're organic and, oh, gorgeous. So I'm very excited about that. So I do like it when I come across something new for my travel bag, you know, or my pouches. And then I also have ears and eyes pouch. So I am deaf and wear hearing aids. So I'm constantly got to have hearing batteries and little containers for my hearing aids and little things to clean my hearing aids with because you don't want a sticky hearing aid, let me tell you. And then I have glasses, so I've always got to have little lens wipes and little lens cloths. So, you know, I have I have those things. I always have to have the ears and the eyes pouch. So I love that. And then they're always in my bag, you see, and if I change bags, I can just take my pouches with me. Fuck, organising shit like that makes me so happy. So there you go. That's me, just getting organised, having a lovely week. Grateful July's behind me. Very excited about August because August is very close to September and I do love September. So I think September is my favourite month. There's daffodils, there's lambs, there's, you know, the shops are all new, the sales are good. Oh, I love it. Everything's got super cheap. That's when I used to always buy my winter boots in September because August, they go on a bit of a sale. September, so cheap, so cheap. It's a really good time to buy boots. I used to recommend that when I was in the fashion industry, to buy your boots in September because everyone's heading into summer and the shops are full of fucking jandals and sundresses and we're all freezing. Anyway, so have a lovely week. Go and organise yourself a pouch. Get a pouch and pop some things in it. Organise your handbag. Decide what you want where. I like a little pouch everywhere because then I know that that pouch has this in and that pouch has that. My friend Leslie's all about the pouches. We get together and compare our pouches. And now my daughter Ruby's obsessed with pouches too. So we're just pouch people, you know. If you know, you know. You might be a pouch person. Maybe you didn't even know you were allowed to be a pouch person, but you are. So get lots of little cute little, I like a soft toiletry, a soft pouch that's not too padded because some of them are padded like a cosmetic purse. And then if you have four of them in your bag, fuck, you'll never get it close. So you've got to have thin fabric, thin zip, good quality zips. I like a good zip. Go and get a pouch. You've probably got pouches. Just go and put your stuff in the pouches. There you go. That's your job this week. Happy August. See ya.